Now, I want to ask you, last time you were on the show, I got so many people asking me about this interview. You and I were talking, and then we got on the subject. I don't even remember how. One of your favorite things to do is to imagine how you might survive an attack in the wild, because you like the wilderness.
Yeah.
And so you said that you had worked out a whole scheme for how you would survive a bear attack.
Yes.
And then you demonstrated on me, and I think we can have a picture of what happened there. That's... Well, actually, that's... In fairness... Yeah. In fairness, Matthew, that's from later in the interview. That wasn't related.
It doesn't look like my theory worked.
Yeah, I know. And you went into it. You were very passionate about it. Yeah. Do you have any tips for us tonight? Because those were useful tips last time on surviving the bear attack.
Well, that's for wilderness.
Right.
Bears.
Right.
Grizzlies, brown and black.
Right.
There's another critter out there, though, that you got to watch out for, especially if you're crossing rivers over in Mali or you're down in Australia. And that would be the alligator slash crocodile.
The alligator slash crocodile. And you have a way, do you think you would know what to do if you were attacked by one?
I think it helps me sleep better to believe that this idea I have will work.
Okay.
First of all, going into it, if you're in the water, which is where your crocodile is going to come from usually, you're already on their playing field, so you're already bogeying on the way in.
Right.
Right?
Once you're in the water with a croc, it's
you're
trouble.
In their playing
right.
field. Now, what they want to do is take you down to the bottom, spin you around quite a few times, hang on to a root, and drown you. Then they come in up to land after you're drowned, and they have lunch.
Right.
But
I've heard that. They like to drown you first. Yeah.
Drown you first, then get you up. Now, I'm figuring this idea is, you're not going to come out of this unscathed. All right.
But
as soon as they open the mouth, you're going to have to take a lick.
I'll be the croc.
You be the croc, okay? Here he comes, right? Here he comes. Ready? You got down the open and the close. Close. Open.
Down. Wait.
Close.
What are you doing?
Close.
Just, yeah.
He's hung up on my shoulder, right? He can't. I've got him pinned open, so his jaw's stretched. But guess where my hand is? Well, it would be on his heart.
That's my microphone.
So we got to get him right there. We got to grab a hold of his heart.
Yeah. Okay.
And when we go down,
right,
get a good hold of his heart.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna come up to the top. He's gonna be dead. I won't have this arm.
Wait.
But.
See,
I'll be alive and he'll be...
Worst idea I've ever heard. Easily worst idea I've ever heard.
There you go.
Get your hand in there. No!
Just remember the bear is going, you're going to have to take a lick.
Right. It's
you're
like,
going to have to take a lick.
It's like mini golf. You have to time when the windmill blade's going to be...